A very special edition of Around the Home with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. As Maureen Sloan, who is the executive officer at Bragg Ann Arbor, is retiring at the end of the year after nearly 40 years in the business with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. Maureen, incredible. I cannot believe how long you have been at the helm at Bragg Ann Arbor, and you've certainly seen a lot of ups and downs in the industry during that time. How did you decide now that it was time to retire?
Well, I think everybody reaches a point in their career that they think it's time to move on, maybe do something different, bring new blood into the organization. We have a house up north now, so part of it was trying to transition from living down here to the northern Michigan area. So I just kind of picked a date, and I said, okay, this is a good time. And we started the transition a couple years ago and worked a lot this year with Andrea Salemi, who will be taking my place starting January 1st. And it's been a good transition.
It's a great choice of Andrea, who has been at the your right-hand side there. And of course, with a lot of wonderful help that she has with Pete Nowakowski, that organization is going to do well. You've left a great legacy. You know, over the course of your leadership, this organization, which formerly was known as the Home Builders Association of Washtenaw County, grew a lot. You went from a few hundred members to nearly 800 in the mid-90s. Then you saw that housing crash in 08, which closed a lot of similar associations throughout Michigan. But you were able to adjust to that. How did you do that at that time?
Well, part of my background has always been the financial end of things. And I was always taught that you don't spend more than you're taking in. That was just kind of one of my conservative values. So when the income stream started to go south, I managed to make the expenses go in the same direction and not to overlap. So we kind of didn't spend with, you know, we cleaned our own buildings. We did everything we could to get the association through it without losing its building or doing too much financial damage to the association. At that time, we had some staff that were leaving, so we just didn't replace those, and we reallocated the staff time to other staff members. And it was a team effort. I mean, it was the board, it was the members, it was the staff. We all kind of worked together to kind of get us through those tough times.
Incredible.
And that was a long session. That lasted a long time.
Yeah, that's right. You now have membership with more than 350 companies, ranging from national corporations to local services and suppliers. Bragg has endured as an institution, though, since 1956, and Maureen Sloan has been at the helm of that organization over half of that time. So take us back to the very beginning when you first got involved with the organization. How did that occur for you?
Well, it started, I already had a job. I was only working part-time because at that time I had three children and three small children. And I was already working part-time for a company. And I saw an ad in the Ann Arbor News back when they printed newspapers. And they were looking for a bookkeeper. And I said to my husband that this job looked interesting. And he thought I was crazy because he said, you already have a job, you know, a working job plus raising three small children. So anyways, I applied for the job, and there was back then it was a hard job market, so there was a lot of applicants, but I think my U of M accounting degree kind of gave me a little bit of an edge into getting the job. So they hired me. After I hired on, I found out I was actually pregnant with my youngest one.
Oh my goodness.
So now I'm starting a new career and also starting another pregnancy and having another child along the way. So it's and that's Matt. That was one I was talking to you earlier, the one that's now owns his own restaurant in the D.C. area.
Oh, that's your youngest. And he's getting rave reviews over that restaurant. What is the name of it, by the way, for people who might be down in the D.C. area?
The name of the restaurant's Matt and Tony's. Matt is his name. And Tony was his great-grandfather who immigrated from Austria as a pastry chef. And so Matt was always admired his story coming in as an immigrant at such a young age and, you know, getting into the restaurant business himself. So he put his great grandfather's name on the restaurant.
Too. How beautiful. Is that on your side of the family or your husband's?
That would be on Dick's side of the family.
Your husband, Dick Sloan.
Yeah.
You began as the association's accountant. This was May of 1985. Now, I take it the other job you had then, did you quit? And what were you doing leading into that?
I worked for a couple of companies in Ann Arbor, mostly doing bookkeeping, accounting type work. When I took the job with the Home Builders Association, I kept the other job. So I actually worked two part-time jobs at that time. You know, so I'd work like from 6 in the morning till 2. My husband worked afternoon, so I'd come in one door, he'd go out the other door. And then we managed to, you know, have our kids not go into the daycare system. But so I did that for a couple years. And then when the Home Builder Association got larger and needed me to go full time is when I let go of the other part time job I had.
And Maureen, what did your husband do?
My husband, Dick, he was a mechanic, a semi-truck mechanic, worked for various trucking companies in the Detroit-Troy area. So he's got a very mechanical mind, which really helped me with some of my association duties when it came to assembling signs for a showcase. So he was a big help along the way.
In those early days at the HBA, those interest rates were quite high in the 1980s. And then things changed a little bit in the 1990s as the rates went down. Talk a little bit about those early days for your membership and what that was like.
Well, when I first started, we were just coming out of that bad recession. You know, I didn't actually experience the early 80s. But when I came on board, interest rates were probably in the 10 to 12% range at that point, at that time. It was the first showcase of homes. And actually, there's a couple builders that were responsible for bringing that to fruition. Harry Durbin opened up his subdivision and allowed builders to come in. And Harry, at that time, gave them a lot up front, said they didn't have to pay until after the house was sold. So some of the builders helped other builders along the way. And that got the first event going for the association.
I never knew that.
Yeah, I mean, it was really a group of, you know, it was Bob Gunther, it was Harry Dion, Harry Durbin, a couple other builders around town, but they all got together and said, hey, we need to get this association going. Association needed money. They needed to get people to start and be interested in new homes again after the recession. So they had this great idea and it worked.
Tell everyone about your membership, because it is quite varied in the kinds of trades that are involved and businesses.
The membership itself is very diverse. I mean, we go from builders, remodelers, lumber companies, banks, title companies, window suppliers. We even have restaurants that are members. Weber's is a restaurant. So it's very diverse and a very great networking organization to be able to expand your business. We try to entice a lot of young companies to come into the association so that we can help with developing their businesses, getting them in touch with people in the industry. A lot of our older guys like to mentor the younger guys. So it's really a great organization for that.
Speaking of the younger people in these businesses, the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor has done just a tremendous job encouraging young people to get into the building industry as well through scholarships that you have available. And your membership has done just an incredible job with supporting that as well. How does all of that work? And do you think that this has help turn the tide to getting more people through that pipeline?
It certainly has helped. We've got a great student program through the Ann Arbor Public Schools. They build a house every year. They have about 35 kids that go through that program each year. Some of those kids have gone on to become owners of their own businesses, working for other companies, but it certainly is giving those kids not only a chance to build a house, but the instructors there really do a good job in instilling life skills into these kids. They teach them how to speak publicly, how to be respectful. I mean, it's such a great program for, you know, not just building homes or learning skills, but just life skills in general. And we used to have one through the Dexter Chelsea Saline. It's still out there, but they don't build a house anymore, but they still have the students work with other builders and try to get you know, a lot of those kids in those school districts a chance to learn how to build homes as well.
And that's excellent. At a time when so many businesses are looking for workers, you've actually done something that's really positive and concretely helped that industry by supporting this endeavor. And this happens through the Bragg Ann Arbor Foundation and the scholarship monies that are collected. But that's not the only thing the foundation does. You support housing-related charities. Tell us more about that.
Well, through the year, well, years ago, we established a foundation, and actually, I think one of our longstanding members, John Fingerly, helped me put that into effect back in, I don't know how many years that's been going on. But the foundation is actually twofold. One is to support the scholarships, as you had indicated. The other is to support housing-related charities. And through the years, we've been able to help Habitat for Humanity, Avalon Housing, Neighborhood Senior Services, Salvation Army Homeless Shelter. And this year, we actually did a great project for a vet that lives in Scioto Township. So we try to look for those special projects where we just have people in the community that just need a helping hand. And, you know, a lot of these people just can't do it on their own. And it's our association and the members that make up this organization, you know, they give so much time and energy, and they really dedicate it to serving the people in their community.
Shortly after you took over the Home Builders Association, I think it was about 5 or 6 years after, you oversaw the building of a new office building for the organization, a 4,000 plus square foot bi-level with a private event space on the lower level to accommodate large meetings and community events as well. It's something people can rent out, which is lovely. It's right there in Scioto Township off of Little Lake. That was really, I think, beneficial to the group as well. How hard was it to get that built, Maureen?
Well, that was an interesting project. And actually, I can't take all the credit for that because I really have to acknowledge the help of Harry and Pat Dion. They were senior members of our association. And Pat actually found the property for us. She was a realtor in Ann Arbor for many years. And Harry Dion and her husband built a lot of custom homes. And Harry foresaw that he overlooked the general contracting of the entire project. And it took us about 3 years to do it. We did it mostly with volunteer labor from the members and volunteer materials and donated materials. And 3 years later, you know, we had this building on this piece of property. And one day, it was funny, though, one time, you know, a segment of the builders only wanted to build a small office building. But Harry had this grandiose idea that he wanted to put the biggest building he could possibly put on this piece of property. Well, you're maybe pretty new. I wasn't going to, you know, interject my opinion one way or another. I said, I'll just manage the money. You guys build the building.
But see, I think you would have told them if you couldn't afford it, because you stated at the very beginning that that's the kind of person you are. So I'm sure you would have spoken up if that were the case. It ended up being a real focal point for the community because, like I said, people can rent that space out. It's a lovely event space, and people can find out more information by going online to BraggAnnArbor.com and check that out, BraggAnnArbor.com, the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. Speaking of which, since it started out as the Home Builders Association, was that a hard transition to change the name over during that time? That happened about the downturn of the economy.
Yeah, we were just pulling out of the recession. And at that point, we were faced with increasing state and national dues. And I think a lot of our members were upset with the fact that the National Association, they didn't feel were managing their money properly. And they looked at us as doing a good job during the recession. And when they were raising their dues, and after we struggled so hard to keep our dues the same and to manage our money, they got frustrated, so we kind of pulled away from state national. One of the reasons we did that was because we didn't want our dues to be so expensive that the small guy couldn't come in and join the association. We wanted to be inclusive for everybody. So we knew that if we were destined to grow and be there for the young companies, that we couldn't afford to charge $600-$800 in membership dues. And so we made the decision. We broke away. We were first we were the first one in Michigan, probably the second or third in the country, to break away from the national and the state.
And it's done well for you, hasn't it?
It's done well for us because we've been able to keep our dues low. We were able to, you know, let small companies come in and join, and we didn't have to worry about, you know, in the politics, you know, sometimes what happens at the state and national level isn't always the same goals as our local level. You know, Ann Arbor is a special place. We have a lot of environmental concerns. And sometimes there's a friction between what our national wants to do and what's best for the local.
And you're,
so it's worked well for us.
You're responding to the local. That's what the point is that you're a local organization that is catering to the local community. And that says a lot right there. We're talking with Maureen Sloan. She is Executive Officer of the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, which started out as the Home Builders Association back when she first started out some 37 years ago at the helm of that organization. She has now announced her retirement at the end of 2022. And you mentioned that Andrea Salemi is going to be taking over as your executive officer. She has been the meeting and events director for BREG for many years now. What's your advice for her as you go out the door and she takes over?
I guess my advice would be to learn from our members. I mean, that's how I was able to grow professionally, is we have so many intelligent and professional members, and I was always wanting to learn more. You know, I wasn't just coming in to do my job every day. I was always interested in learning about their challenges and their struggles and you know, how they do their jobs. And it's worked well for me. And I hope, you know, I think Andrea will probably do the same thing. We have such a talented board and talented membership.
And what would be your recommendation to your members as far as their businesses and where you see the industry going, especially in the challenging times that all of them have endured?
I guess I would say to just pay attention to the economy, you know, watch the trends, learn from the older guys who have already been through some of this and how they handled it, you know, how they got through it. Diversify has always been a good thing to do, and don't, you know, put all your eggs in one basket, you know, learn to do something else that the next guy can't do. And just kind of hang on and, you know, be prepared.
And what is the first thing Maureen is going to do on January 1, 2023?
Well, first thing I'm going to do is probably celebrate the new year. but we do have a little bit of moving to do that we have to get the rest of our stuff up to Escoda is where we're going to end up locating. And after that, I'm actually, my first trip is going to be going out to Las Vegas with my two brothers and my sister. So we're just going to have some fun for that first week.
How wonderful. You've got it well planned indeed. And certainly a marvelous career to celebrate in the meantime. Maureen, thank you for your consistent leadership for this association of home builders, the trades, and our entire community. And we didn't even mention the big shows you have every year, the Homestyle Lifestyle Show that is just, I think thousands of people come out to that every year at the Washtenaw Farm Council grounds. Just a great way for people to see who's out there and who is doing what in these industries. I can't tell you how many times people have asked me, who do you recommend for this? I'm redoing my house. What should I do? And the first thing I tell them is to go to BragAnnArbor.com. Check out the membership list there, because that's where you need to start. Those are the high quality, great people who, you know, are smart enough to be a member of this organization. And you have just led the way all along in such a remarkable way. We salute you.
Well, thank you, Lucy. And we appreciate all your help through the years too, coming out to the home show and doing live broadcasts. You know, you've been very helpful, and Dean, and I'll miss both of you, you know, being on your radio show.
Well, you're welcome anytime. Do keep in touch and do enjoy your retirement. Well-deserved. Maureen Sloan, Executive Officer at Bragg Ann Arbor, the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.